When you walk into the room, I can't help myself. I look down at the floor and I fall silent. We both know why I'm here and what is going to happen. It is different every time, yet something about it always feels the same. I close my eyes and I hear you move. You're behind me now. Your hand brushes the hair back over my ear and then wraps gently around my throat. Slowly, you squeeze tighter. Not enough to hurt, but enough for me to feel in it. My stomach fills with butterflies. My mind goes blank. I feel my breathing grow shallow. I can feel my lower lip quivering, waiting for the next touch, wanting the next touch. Your hands slide down, cupping my breasts, and I squirm at your touch. You pull my shirt from the bottom, and instinctively I raise my arms as you guide it off my body. When I lower my arms, I cross them, covering myself. But you won't allow that. Gently, you guide my hands down by my sides. I feel myself shaking a bit. I can feel a slight breeze. As the chill hits my nipples, they stiffen. I blush, unable to control my body's response. You're closer now, your breath on my neck, your body pressing close to mine as you grab my left wrist, tight. At first I think of pulling away, but I don't. I let you guide my hand behind my back. You hold it there, keeping pressure on my wrist, letting me feel it, letting it sink in. When you pull my right wrist behind me, it is more abrupt, and then I feel it, the rope wrapping around my wrists. I twist my hands a bit, just to feel it. When the rope cinch down, I know I am tied, trapped, helpless, vulnerable. Yours. I'm breathing harder now. My heart is racing. You haven't said a word to me, but I know what you're thinking. I feel what it is you want me to feel. You wrap the ropes around me, my arms and chest. It is tight. It feels good, safe and secure. I can move my hands, but not much. You slide your hand down into mine and give me a little squeeze. Reassurance. A second rope now binds me tighter. I really can't move now. My hands trapped behind me, the feeling of surrender grows, vulnerable and exposed. When you step in front of me, I lower my head and look at the floor. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I want this so much. Maybe too much. But you won't let me hide. Your finger press under my chin and guide me to raise my head. You looking at me, and I can feel it, but I don't want to open my eyes. You tell me to look at you. It takes me a few seconds to process it, and then I do. You look into my eyes, but more than that, you look into my soul and softly speak the two words I so desperately need to hear. Good girl. And I melt. My body is responding to your words, and I'm more embarrassed now. You unbutton my pants and lower them, guiding me to step out of them, leaving me naked, except for my panties. The ones you bought for me. The ones that make me feel like a little girl. Like your little girl. White cotton, with just a tiny pink bow in front. I tug at the ropes as the tip of your finger slides under the waistband, slowly tracing its way around, pressing against my belly. I'm getting wet now. I can feel it. I turn my head away and I can feel you smile, seeing how embarrassed I am. Your other hand now plays with my nipples. I'm mortified by how stiff they are, and you gently pinch and twist them. When you do, it feels like you have a direct line between my nipples and my clit, each touch sending shivers through my body, ending in a tingling in my clit that makes me squirm. You move behind me now and slide your hand slowly, oh, so slowly, down my belly and into my panties. I moan and bite my lip as your fingers gently trace over my pussy lips, playing with them, touching, teasing, and then ever so gently brushing over my clit. I gasp as you touch me there and press against your hand, wanting more. But you move your hand, making me chase it, showing you just how horny I am. A word escapes my lips. Please. But you say nothing and just pull your hand away. You put me on my back on the bed and begin to tie my legs, ankles to thighs on each side, forcing them wide open. You wind the rope around a few times and give it a hard yank, cinching things tight. I can't move my legs at all. And now, my panty-covered pussy is exposed. I am splayed open, helpless. I can feel the wetness on my panties, and you trace your finger over it. You let your touch explore my swollen, aching pussy. You press my panties to the side, and now your fingers are sliding inside me. Your thumb presses against my clit, and I start to press into you as much as my bondage allows. You tease me over and over, and then stop, leaving me to squirm. I can't help myself, and I start to beg and plead. I want you to fuck me. I need your cock inside me. I am yours, totally and completely. I'm bucking with my hips, hungry for your sensation, any sensation you will give me. You whisper in my ear, telling me to be quiet. But I can't stop myself. The words are just spilling out of me, and I don't even know what I'm saying. I hear the click of your knife, and I feel it slip under my panties, followed by the sounds of slowly tearing fabric. The cool air washes over my hot pussy as I feel my wet panties fall away. You ball them up and press them to my lips. I close my eyes. At first I think of resisting, but I know I want this and part my lips, feeling you stuff my wet panties in my mouth. I can taste myself. It makes me squirm even more. I feel so dirty and so desperate. You take a strip of tape and press it over my lips, pressing it firmly and holding the panties in place. It feels so sticky as you press it against my cheeks. I feel as if I could come at any second. You add another and then another, and now I can barely make a sound, just muffled moans. You lower your pants and pull out your cock. It is hard and beautiful to look at, and I want it inside me. You straddle my chest and press your cock to my cheek, sliding it back and forth over my taped lips, teasing me. I want so desperately to be your dirty little cocksucker. You laugh as I press my face against you, trying to stimulate your cock, wishing I could be sucking it and feeling it in my mouth and down my throat. I am so hungry, so needy. I can feel my wetness running down my legs. When you press your cock against my pussy lips, my whole body shakes. I squirm and press against you, kneading you inside me. But you wait. You make me wait. I want to tell you I am nothing but your little fuck toy. I want to beg for you to use me. I want to tell you that I am yours, but I can't. I can't say a word. So I tell you with my eyes, looking into yours, wanting you to know everything I am feeling. Our eyes lock as you slowly, oh God, so slowly slide yourself into me. I feel you stretch me, invade me. Your cock is hard, swollen and throbbing inside me. I squirm and tug against the rope, which holds me tight, like a tight hug. I can smell your body, your sweat, as you press down on top of me. I feel the full weight of you as you thrust your cock into me, deeper and deeper, now harder and harder as you pump and thrust. My pussy aches as you fill me. We're still looking into each other's eyes. Your hand reaches up and wraps around my throat, grabbing tight, holding me down. I struggle to breathe as you fuck me harder and harder. I feel a tingling start in my belly, which grows and grows, slowly spreading to my whole body, and the harder you fuck me, the closer I get to coming. I am pleading now into my gag, and you look deep into my soul as your cock slides in and out, harder and harder. I can feel you. We are in sync. And just as you start to come, my whole body shakes and trembles, exploding in wave after wave of pleasure. I'm squirming and thrusting underneath you like a wild animal as I feel your calm release inside me, filling me, using me. I am your cum dump, your bondage toy, your dirty little slut. I'm here for you to use, however you see fit. When you finish, you don't pull out. You keep your cock inside me. I am done. Until you whisper words into my ear. Good girl. And then I feel my pussy tighten around your cock and I come again. This time it is different. It is calming, soothing, and beautiful. And while I am your cum dump, your bondage toy, and your dirty little slut, I am also your good girl. And that means more than anything to me.